Is it? Let's bring in a resident of East Palestine, a candidate for Ohio's 6th congressional district now. Dr. Rick Chai joins us on the phone. Dr. Chai, thank you very much for your time today, sir.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure. It's an honor.
Really, really good to talk to you. So tell me, what do you think of this, that Joe Biden is finally going to be coming to East Palestine after all this time?
I think he's between a rock and a hard place. I think to save face, he has to come. We have not been forgotten. He knew we were here all along. We've been abandoned. I'm actually supposed to meet with him this weekend. I don't know if he'll meet with me after this talk show, but you know, I want to hear what he has to say.
You'll be meeting with him this weekend?
Yes.
And what's the format for that? The two of you getting together? This is during his trip to East Palestine?
Not the two of us. They have a list of people that are going to talk with the president kind of one-on-one.
I see.
So I'm on that list.
Okay. Is it your understanding that his visit is going to be a very tightly controlled affair, that they won't allow many of the actual residents of East Palestine to be near him?
So, Vince, that's pretty much how it's gone with anybody that's come to our town, whether it's local or state or even the governor. They would fly in under the radar, do their photo op, and leave. I don't think the world knows the whole truth about what happened here and is still going on in East Palestine.
Give us a sense.
So, yeah, we don't know. The government put the entity that caused this catastrophe in control of the cleanup. And they have almost been like the Gestapo here, mistreating residents. The cleanup, you know, they said they could not press the creeks until they cleaned the crash site. The crash site went from a few months to 9 months to over a year now. It is still not clean. There's chemicals. The man that owns the large building that a lot of people may be familiar with, the industrial building that the train derailed right next to, they've never addressed that. I'm sure there's chemicals under there. I have been documenting the creeks. In town, I'm known as the Creek Ranger because I would put my military gear on and go into the creeks. They're still highly contaminated. I took media down just an hour ago. And as of yesterday or the day before, Ann Vogel of the Ohio EPA was saying they have no evidence of chemicals in our land or our creeks. I can give a seven-year-old a stick and teach him how to find these chemicals. I don't know how the EPA doesn't do it with their millions of dollars at their their beck and call.
Right. And I remember in the early days when the media was giving attention to East Palestine, there were cameras there, that you could see an oily sheen on the water. You could see that kind of rainbow discoloration on top of the water. Are you still seeing that?
Yes, and it's so funny. There's three words or catchphrases that I not because you used it, but the EPA has used these names to placate or downplay what happened here. First of all, when the deadly toxic chemicals spilled into our waterways, I was so appalled when they called it product. They kept saying, well, the product spilled in, we have the product controlled. No, you didn't control it, and they were deadly chemicals. Secondly, campaign.
Sounds more like poison.
Yes, poison, the poison that you see. And then there's something else called legacy chemicals. But I will tell you, so normally I walk in the creek, and I stir up the chemicals. And this is the first time I've done this. I did this on Christmas, and I just did it today with the media. I was 2 miles south in the park from the derailment because the creeks went through our town. And so just like the lymphatic or the cardiovascular system in the body carrying disease to different parts of the body, that's what has happened with the poison in the town. It was taken through by our waterways. So I took a shovel on the dry bank in the park where the children play. Above the water level, I break up the dirt and throw it in the creek, and chemicals come out of the dry dirt. So EPA, that is if that's a great job, then I've got some land to sell you in Siberia.
So when Biden arrives in town, I assume he's going to be, to the extent that anyone can talk to him, he's going to be met with the concerns that you're expressing here.
Yeah, I don't know what the reception's going to be like. First of all, this is a highly Republican area. I think it's like something like 70-30 our town. And to that he just abandoned us. We haven't got so much as one penny or one bottle of water from the federal government. I'm not sure that people know that. So,
well, they keep saying that FEMA has been very involved. What does that mean then?
I've seen FEMA here. FEMA, they said, was from for natural disaster. FEMA came in, possibly. They may have set up a health clinic. I'm not sure who did that. I said it was a sad thing that we need health clinics.
Yes.
Don't let the rats stay in the poison. Remove the rats or the people from the poison first and not monitor them like a lab experiment.
Yeah, that's wild. So I keep hearing in the press, including from the White House, that Biden's visit is at the invitation of the mayor. But I've also heard that the mayor says, actually, no, Biden should just come when he's on his book tour after he's out of office in early 2025. What's the deal there? Is there like some sort of warm invitation to the president right now?
So I'm not quite sure. The mayor and I have never seen eye to eye. He's never spoken up for the displaced or sick residents here.
Hmm.
He endorsed my opponent. He called me a couple weeks ago and he said, Rick, you know, as a man, for the things that you said about me, I wanted to endorse you, but I could not. And I thought that if you were a man, you would put your ego aside for the betterment of the community if you really thought I was the man for the job and endorse me. But that's okay. I don't need his endorsement. I think that I've